In a season of widespread disaster, natural and human, the nation's capital still finds time for its favorite pastime, doping the next national election.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
In the congressional election 13 months from now, the Republicans, after a series of setbacks from gas prices to lagging hurricane response, display what looks like a losing hand. A Pew Research Center poll has the Republican leadership in Congress down to a 32% approval rating. The two key GOP congressional leaders, Senator Bill Frist and Representative Tom DeLay, are facing legal problems, may have something to do with that. But paradoxically, Republican public opinion losses do not translate into automatic Democratic victory. In an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 48% said they wanted a Democratic Congress against 39% who still prefer a Republican Congress. Political analysts say that Democratic attacks on what they call a culture of cronyism and corruption are not likely to prevail without a positive agenda like the Republican Contract with America that helped the GOP to sweep to victory in 1992 and forced President Bill Clinton to have to proclaim that he was still relevant. By early next year, the Democrats are expected to roll out an agenda featuring health care, energy independence, economic security, and governmental reform. That veteran political sage David Broder of The Washington Post writes that a path back to power for the Democrats lies in finding a way to connect with the political center. Political scientists Bill Galston and Elaine Kmark have written a report titled The Politics of Polarization. They say that to win, the Democrats will have to revise their doctrine on national security and on social and moral issues. Galston and Kmark command attention among Democrats because they helped to guide policy for the successful Clinton campaign in 1996. The message of the Democratic political scientists, dressed up with a lot of charts and graphs, is that the Democrats can, next year, halt what looked like a permanent Republican realignment. But they'll need a lot more than bumper stickers announcing it's time for a change. This is Daniel Shore.